CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Multiple wildfires are tearing across the Los Angeles area, chewing up thousands of acres. L.A. County Fire Captain Sheila Kelleher tells CBS Morning her crews are having a difficult time wresting control.
It is hurricane force winds, and you can imagine trying to fight fire in those winds.
The Los Angeles Times reports firefighters are running out of water. CBS News LA's Rick Montanez is in Pacific Palisades.
These flames are burning so close to these homes, and I've got to tell you, even if these buildings do not catch fire, all of these units are going to have smoke damage inside because this smoke is just so thick and the winds are so strong and there are so many embers.
Thousands of people have been evacuated. Zion Brown works at an assisted living facility in Pasadena.
I was running up to the third story, second story, carrying people down, just picking them up because we do have a lot of wheelchair people in here. So we did eventually, we were able to get everybody out of here at a timely manner before the building actually went into flames.
President-elect Trump making people nervous overseas with a threat to use military force if needed to take over Greenland. This man in Copenhagen doesn't doubt it.
He did say something of the same, at the same extent 8 years ago, and we all thought it was ridiculous, but I think he's more serious about it now.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. needs Greenland for economic security. President Biden has some closing thoughts, and he laid them out to USA Today. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
In a sit-down with the newspaper, the president said he believes he could have won the election, but he also said he is unsure if he would have had the stamina to serve another 4 years. He said he told President-elect Donald Trump during their face-to-face post-election meeting in the Oval Office that Trump should not settle scores when he takes over. He also described Trump as very complimentary of Biden's record.
In Gaza City overnight, the health ministry says Israeli strikes killed at least 5 people, including a woman and 2 babies, one of them born 3 weeks ago. The Israeli military says it only targets militants. The IDF accuses them of hiding among civilians. You haven't heard the last of a man found guilty of killing his wife and son. CBS's Jim Krasula has the update.
A federal judge has ruled convicted killer, disgraced South Carolina lawyer Alec Murdoch, owes an insurance company nearly $15 million as punishment for a fraud scheme. Murdoch stole the money from a multi-million dollar wrongful death settlement intended for his former housekeeper's children.
They believe he killed their mother and tried to make it look like an accident. The Dow is down 148 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Formal charges have been filed in connection to a fatal assault in the Racine County Jail. Inmate Devontae Caraway has been charged for the 47-second attack on Joseph Lee in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. An autopsy shows Lee suffered multiple severe injuries to his head and spine. Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project last night to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into 4 affordable housing units. The development, partially backed by federal funds, will create 3-bedroom, 2-story homes in the Lincoln King area. A Racine man with a violent criminal history has been arrested after months on the run. Floyd Cooper was wanted for a gang-related shooting in June. He's now locked up in the Racine County Jail. And Rob Wolf has been named as the new executive director of the Racine Art Museum Association. He'll start next week. The outgoing director will stay on as a consultant to ensure a smooth transition. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College Hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. Offense, defense. We get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
More clouds than sunshine today with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is a word that more than a lie. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes.
The rain. Oh, wait, that was a Dr. Seuss book. I'm sorry. Here's CCR on WRJN.
Long as I remember, the rain been coming down. Clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men through the ages, trying to find the sun. And I wonder, still I wonder, who
Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Solo Tommy James, dragging his line on WRJN. Hey, weekend coming up pretty soon. I mean, today is, by all accounts and calendars, hump day. So that means Friday, the day of sloughing off at work. Pretty close. That means the weekend can't be far behind. What I'm getting at is the Capsule Countdown. It's a great feature, Saturday mornings, hosted by Rick Johnson. Kind of an encapsulation of some of the biggest, timeliest hits. It's Saturday mornings, 8:30 and 9:30, here only on WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Ooma.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Today's WRJN Big Deal. Deal of the day. Spanky Sports Bar and Grill in Waterford, where every day feels like game day. Cheer on the green and gold this weekend in Spanky's heated outdoor end zone tent, the ultimate fan cave to enjoy every big sports matchup. It's a truly one-of-a-kind, action-packed experience with TVs, food, and drinks all around. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift cards for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
It is Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico, and if you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight. Sweet Fraulein down in Berlin town makes my heart start to yearn, and my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of down to Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. The Bob Dylan biopic is out, but it's not winning at the box office. It got beat out last weekend by Mufasa the Lion King.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Thank you. neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match hit. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, that's all right. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. So what's happening? You know who knows? Stuart J. Waddle. And he's in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A 47-second attack in the Racine County Jail on New Year's Eve has led to homicide charges against an inmate. Formal charges have now been filed against 29-year-old Devontae Caraway. The victim, 35-year-old Joseph Lee, was found unconscious 22 minutes after the assault and pronounced dead on January 1st. An autopsy revealed multiple severe injuries to Lee's head and spine. The complaint notes that the attack was violent. It's reported some of the other inmates tried to intervene, but a complaint says Caraway threatened them. Racine authorities say jail staff acted within protocol. Investigators in Kenosha County are leading the inquiry. In a bid to tackle an affordable housing crisis, Racine's Common Council approved a $2 million project to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into housing. The council took that vote last night. The development will result in 4 3-bedroom, 2-story homes in the Lincoln King area. Part of the project is backed by federal funds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures in the mid-20s. With some clouds clearing overnight tonight, we plummet to near 10. With a cold start to tomorrow, clouds will be increasing throughout the afternoon and temperatures rising to flirting with 30. All ahead of light snow pushing in overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
news, timeless hits, Scott McKenzie's San Francisco.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, gonna meet some gentle people there. All those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving there. In the street with flowers in their hair, all across the nation, such a strange vibration, people in motion. There's a whole generation with a new explanation.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me?
Has he taken any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That's just a cool song. Let's grab a party song now from the Rascals on WRJN.
Ain't
got to treat her like
you oughta. mean, oh, you got to love her. Teaser,
teaser.
But most of all, you got to be the. You got to hold her.
Hold her.
And warn her.
Warn her.
And make her feel you always need her.
Need her.
You know a woman,
woman
is sentimental.
Woman.
And so easy
woman
to upset her.
Woman.
So make her feel
real.
That she's real, yeah.
Real.
And she'll give you happiness. Whoa, strange.
Treat her like
as it seems.
You got to treat her like.
My friend, there you have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. Cause I'm gonna
treat her like
a lady.
Got to treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
WRJN. Men's basketball, Badgers against the Golden Gophers. Friday night, 5 o'clock, WRJN.
Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, to come on. Celia, you're breaking my heart. You're shaking my confidence daily. Oh, Celia, I'm down.
WRJN.
To swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo. Try to love one another right now.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. It's a firestorm in the L.A. area. Wildfires stoked by winds and some hurricane-force gusts. Tens of thousands of people have fled their homes. CBS Los Angeles reporter Rick Montanez.
We're watching as this complex here, which we believe is One Coast Condominiums, that is burning right now. A building on the end burning. Then we saw a patio or a balcony catch fire. And that is what we are watching as these winds continue howling and the flames keep burning.
L.A. County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath on CBS Mornings.
Each of these homes is incredibly valuable, not only in terms of dollars and cents, but in terms of how hard people have worked to create and build them. And so it's hard to walk away and think that you might not have much to walk back to. But if we don't get people safely evacuated, it's not only a danger for the people who are living in those communities, but also for the people who are on the front lines.
The Justice Department says in a court filing it will release special counsel Jack Smith's findings on President-elect Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election results, but will keep the rest of the report under wraps for now. And this morning, Trump asked the